Philadelphians don't often envy their neighbors to the north, but it was hard not to when Yannick Nézet-Séguin conducted his Orchestre Métropolitain de Montréal in an all-star concert performance of Wagner's Lohengrin at the Festival Lenardier outside of Montreal. Even a significant diva cliffhanger didn't stop it, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns.
The operas of Richard Wagner have never been convenient. They're long, demanding, expensive. However, it's the 200th birthday year of the composer. Nézet-Séguin wanted to celebrate it, and the Lenardier Festival director Alex Benjamin thinks it's his duty to be out of the ordinary.
We hesitated for a while between Tannhäuser and Lohengrin and went back and forth, and then Lohengrin became the choice. And also, you know, once he told me that it was his favorite opera, it just became much simpler.
Usually, Nézet-Séguin embarks on his journey with any given composer starting with the late works. Lohengrin shows Wagner at his creative midpoint.
But I decided that I wanted to keep Parsifal for later, not to do like everything else in my life, to start by the end and go back. You know, now I want to work my way up there. So eventually there will be the Ring and the Parsifal, but not too early.
The up-and-coming stars Brandon Yovanovitch and Heidi Melton were supposed to be joined by the Met star Wagnerite Deborah Voigt. 4 days before the performance, she canceled. Yet even before her replacement, Jane Henschel, arrived from Dusseldorf, momentum wasn't slowed.
I saw Brandon after the first orchestra rehearsal, and he was just, yeah, hey, this is great, this is fun. You know, I say, hey, you're singing Lohengrin, for crying out loud. How can it be fun? But, you know.
Fun. Might that be one secret to Yannick Nézet-Séguin's consistent success? Another might be his loyalty, as represented by his devotion to Montreal's number 2 orchestra.
I think he could have told to the Metropolitan, well, guys, it's been fun, but he's been faithful to the orchestra, faithful to the town.
Maybe Philadelphia needs to give Nézet-Séguin a Lohengrin so he'll be faithful to us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.